All right, 1380 WPHM. It is maybe the biggest game of the season. Certainly one of them, a huge rivalry game coming up this Saturday at noon in East Lansing, Michigan, Michigan State. Joining us right now is Jim Brandstetter from the Michigan side of things. Brandy, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. What a season this has been for the Michigan Wolverines. Take away that week one loss to Notre Dame, and all they've done is win.
Yeah, and that's what you want to do. And, you know, they played poorly in that first half of that Notre Dame game and then actually, kept Notre Dame at bay in the second half. Since then, they've gotten better every week, and that's ultimately Jim Harbaugh's goal. He said it all along. He says, we want to get better each and every game. And so far they have. And it came to a culmination against Wisconsin just the other night.
Boy, that was a statement game for these Wolverines, wasn't it?
I think so. I think it was. You know, they've been hearing all this noise and garbage from the outside that they can't beat a ranked team. They can't beat a ranked team on the road. They can't do this. They can't beat the, big-time guys. And I think this team had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and says, we're going to show somebody or anybody out there who wants to listen that, you know, we belong with the big-time guys in the Big Ten, and Wisconsin happened to be the one that they got.
And people are really starting to take notice of this Michigan team now around the Big Ten and even outside the Big Ten.
Yeah, a little bit surprised at that. I mean, some people are putting them in the top six and maybe in a candidate and a contender for the Final Four.
Well, is that crazy? Is that crazy to talk about?
It is. In my opinion, there's way, way, way too much season left.
Okay.
The reason they put out these rankings is because it does do one thing. It drums up a tremendous interest in college football.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes like every game that they play from here on in a playoff game. And that's ultimately what they want. They want to hype it. It makes for better ratings. It makes for more newspaper sales. It makes for more hits on their websites. And that's what they do. So, but I think it's way too early. I mean, Michigan still got to beat Michigan State on the road, Ohio State on the road, a Big Ten championship game, beat Penn State at home before any of this stuff happens.
You're right. There's still a lot of season. So how do you keep these kids grounded, when they go out every week and not looking ahead to Penn State, to Ohio State, to a Big Ten championship?
It's just one of those things where it's a mental game. You've got to make sure that every week the kids are focused on what's in front of them. That's just that one game. Lloyd Carr did a great job in 97, and he had a guy come in from a Mount Everest expedition, and he said, one more step. It was the book Into Thin Air.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you remember that book?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
The guy talked about when they neared the summit, the only thing that mattered was your next step because you were so short of oxygen. You never could get to the summit. That you had to take that next step. Or you don't think about the summit. And I think the kids bought into that, and every week they were ready to play. And that's where I think this team has to be, like any college team. Just take the next step. Don't worry about the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Just take that next step. And if you can get kids to buy into that, that I think gives you a better shot to go through the season and kind of reach your goal.
And they seem to be of that mind, Brandy. I mean, listening to some of the things that Donovan Peoples-Jones is saying this week, saying, hey, you know, it's a rivalry game. We know it's a big game, but we just got to take it one week at a time.
Well, and hopefully that's what they get. I mean, it's easy. Talk is easy. But you got to go on the road into a very hostile environment in Spartan Stadium and take on a team that's coming off a huge victory over Penn State that's feeling very good about themselves and very confident. And that is a tough out right there in Michigan State. So if you're not thinking about them and you're looking ahead to a bye week in Penn State, then you're making a big mistake.
What are your memories of playing in this Michigan-Michigan State game?
Well, most physical, most emotionally into it game I think I've ever played, just because I'm from East Lansing. So when I'm putting on the winged helmet and going into East Lansing and playing, that was a special, special game for me. I mean, that. Just to give you an example, when people talk to you after your career is over, they ask you about how you did against Michigan State and Ohio State.
That's it.
I mean, we could have beaten Wisconsin and Northwestern, everybody else. Nobody matters. It's how'd you do against those guys? And so that's really ultimately what this game is all about. It's a legacy game. It's a game that you remember the rest of your life. How big is it? It's as big as it gets.
Whoever wins, it's not going to be an easy win for them. It's going to be a hard-fought game. What's your prediction, Brandy?
I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I don't do predictions because I'm not very good at it. So all I'll tell you is that if you don't leave everything out there, if you don't go and play with a tremendous emotional abandon, you're going to get your hat handed to you. You've got to match the intensity and stay playing for 60 full minutes. I mean, you can't take a minute. You can't take a playoff. That's what this game means to the other guys. And if you don't match that, then you're not going to be successful. So I like Michigan's chances. But remember, Michigan State's the best team against the rush in the country. That's going to be problematic. Michigan has to somehow figure out how to dent that defense.
It's going to be a fun game. I can't wait. 12 noon this Saturday in East Lansing. Jim Brand Center, always a pleasure. We appreciate your time this morning.
Good to be with you, Paul. Be well.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, the one, the only Jim Brandstetter. Brandy, he'll be calling the game over on our sister station, WHLS 1450, 1590, and 105.5 FM. You can hear the Michigan State broadcast here on WPHM, your home for Spartan football. Michigan State this Saturday at 12 noon.